This is Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glen Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And you're tuned to Express Yourself. Never mind. Everything Under the Sun. I got confused. Brian, I saw you in the studio. I forgot what show it is.
You're on my show now.
No, this is Everything Under the Sun on a Thursday, and it is the week following Mountain Fair, so we're all slowly clicking back to reality. How was your Mountain Fair, Brian?
It was wonderful. Thanks for asking. Yeah, everything went super smooth. The weather was a little warm, but lovely.
Yeah, no rain this year. Nope. That's unusual.
No rainbows either, unfortunately. But, you know, it was very nice. And I'm coming back to life now.
I was rocking your t-shirt one of the days the rainbow year, which was a year with a lot of rainbows. It worked out. There was plenty of rain,
I think. Yeah.
Well, Brian's in the studio. We also have Arthur, one of the youth correspondents with the Sopra Sun. How are you, Arthur?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Did you make it to Mountain Fair?
Sadly, no. This is my first year.
Okay. Yeah. First year not going to Mountain Fair?
First year not going, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow. I'm excited for next year. It's going to be great.
There's always next year.
Of course.
And we also have Lindsay Jones.
Hi. Is this thing on?
It is on. You want to speak a little direct, straight into it? Got you all turned up.
I was just making our drawing club story so everyone could tune in and listen to us.
Oh.
Chitter chatter on Katie and Kay.
Wait, is that the theme today?
Chitter chatter?
Drawing club.
Oh, did I spoil it?
Well, we're going to chitter chatter about drawing club, which is how many years old now?
Over 7.5. We'll be 8 in November.
Wow. That's amazing. Almost 8 years of drawing club.
Flying by, yeah. Pretty cool.
So there was an article about this in the Sopra Sun a few months ago, but it lined up to have you both be our guests today. And it's kind of one of those evergreen topics because for folks who don't know, the Roaring Fork Drawing Club is a weekly gathering that's completely free and open to all. And Brian, what's the concept here? What do people do at drawing club? Is there like a model they sketch or something?
There are drawing clubs like that, I think. Our drawing club was born out of a need for friends and to just draw more. I think my sketchbook was looking a little empty back in 2017 when we started. And we just wanted an excuse to get together with other like-minded sketch people and hang out and draw. So you're invited to bring a sketchbook, bring your drawing supplies, and hang out every Tuesday at 6:30 somewhere different for about, you know, a couple hours or so. And we just, it's more of a social club, I would say. You don't have to socialize, of course, if you're more introverted.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good people that come and just hang out and draw for that amount of time. And or just bring a crow. What do people bring, Lindsay?
Crossword puzzles.
Crossword puzzle.
Their book. iPads.
Yep.
People
just bring like crochet projects.
Crochet. Yeah, we had someone who was embroidering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quite a few. We've had a few people doing that actually.
Mm-hmm. It's portable.
It's really just a creative outlet. The word draw can be interpreted however you want. We're not like, you must have a pencil and a piece of paper. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stacey Dickerson brings her oil paint sometimes. Ooh. With the whole setup, with thinner and everything.
Oh, wow.
So how would you describe the people who show up week after week?
Oh, we're the freaks and geeks of the Roaring Fork Valley.
Right on.
I'm not wrong, right, Brian?
I mean, it's a mishmash, but, you know.
It's everybody. I mean, we get people who I would not run into on a day-to-day basis, like in my normal routine, that I might not hang out with. because they're in, they have different interests or different careers. I mean, they're not, not everyone is an artist as like for their career, but,
and that's kind of the point. Like we don't, we're not looking, we're not demanding people pros. Come.
You don't need to be pro.
Yeah. This is a sketch club, like, and you can do whatever you want with that time. You don't have to be a pro artist at all to come hang out with us.
Yeah. What, how does this sound to you, Arthur? Would you join a club like this?
I think it sounds beautiful. I think it sounds like a place that I would love to go, and I think that art can be everywhere in our lives, and I think it's a beautiful way to express ourselves, and I think we can find art everywhere in, you know, conversations and the way that we hang out with other people. I think art is a really beautiful way to connect, and this sounds like a beautiful group that I would absolutely go to get to know people. I would love to. I'm going to.
I'm going to miss the next 2 weeks, but they're going to be really good ones. I'm disappointed to miss them, but sometimes you got to go visit family, so that's what I'll be doing.
Where are the next two drawing clubs?
Next week is at the Woody Creek Farm Collaborative. And then the following week is at James Searle's studio up in Missouri Heights.
Ooh, cool.
So those will both be pretty cool. And then I think the following might be the Aspen Art Museum. Is that it?
I think we're going to Basalt River Park before that on the 19th.
Bring your bug spray.
Yeah, and then the Aspen Art Museum, the end of the month.
Yeah.
How do people know where they can find the drawing club?
We send a little signal out in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to pick up on
it's lit up at night.
Yeah, so your crystal to tune in.
Yeah.
We should get that.
We are working with our logo. It. We're raising funds for that now.
Ooh. We have an Instagram account, RF Drawing Club, like Roaring Fork Drawing Club. We also have an email account, rfdrawingclub@gmail.com. So if you're not on the social media, you can still get an update every week about where we're headed with detailed directions.
We try and get it in the Sopra Sun with much fewer details.
Thank you for that, Raleigh. Yeah,
week after week.
Yeah, and I just got an email from the age-friendly Carbondale group. They've been putting it out in their newsletter, so I think we've been getting some folks in their like 70s and 80s, perhaps. But it's been great. It's just like a variety of people every week. You never know.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a gal from Silt or Newcastle, Catherine. She brought her harp to the Cocoa Club a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's neat.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was something Mark Burroughs arranged.
No. She's been coming to the drawing club a few times now.
To draw with her harp.
Yep.
Cool.
It's
all kinds of ways to draw.
Yeah, I've been going for years and am really impressed with the diversity of people in age and background and skill level, too. You have some extremely talented professional artists, and you have some people who just want to sketch some stick figures who enjoy the company of others, and it's all very inspiring. I've, as an artist, enjoyed seeing what tools other people use, whether that's like a digital tool or a certain kind of pen or brush.
Oh yeah, you were checking out my iPad this week.
It's true, I got to play with that.
It's pretty weird, right? Like once you use it too many times, you think you can just erase things that are in front of your face in the real world. Kind of like
double tapping here.
Control Z, the real world.
I tried that once. I was erasing a chalkboard or something, and then I was like, oh, shoot, Control Z, no.
Oh, God.
Can't do that.
I remember the first time I did that in my head, and I legitimately thought Control Z, and then I was like, oh, my God, we are in the Matrix.
Yeah.
No, we're not, or that would work.
That's true. That's true.
And so it was at Brad Reed Nelson's studio. This past Tuesday.
Board by Design. Brad hosted us last week. We had a great story about how Brad and Anne saved Drawing Club, actually.
Really?
You know, it's a stretch, but, you know, we made that stretch work. Okay, so we have to tell it.
Yeah.
Okay, so before the pandemic, Lindsay, had... I was about to leave the Valley. Couldn't find a place to live.
Wow.
We were houseless. We were living, you know, we were camping, finding places to go. And Oh, sorry. Hang on. I'm mixing that up with the first time we were houseless here.
Yeah.
Anyway, Roaring Fork Valley. Okay, so we were about to get out of our place that we were in, and we were about to be houseless. And Anne, who is part of Bored by Design, she had seen something my husband put up about us maybe not being able to stick around, and she was like, no, they have to stick around. And so they reached out, and we were able to live on what we jokingly call their compound, which mm-hmm. is where Bored by Design is. They have a awesome wood shop down low. Dave Kodama works down there too, and they have some apartments upstairs. Mm-hmm. And so, long story short, we lived up there, and it led to us staying in the valley. And I was joking the other night that if we had left, I don't know that Brian would have been able to keep up drawing club yeah, without me.
It's true. So thank you, Anne Brumby. She made it happen. I mean, keeping artists in the valley is a trick for sure. So that was integral part of keeping drawing club together. And Lindsay and I are kind of like yin and yang. Like we just have, we're different people. We keep the group together in different ways, and it works so well. Mm-hmm. If you're starting a drawing club out there, if you're listening, recommend having somebody to do it with you.
Yeah,
a team,
definitely.
So if Lindsay had gone away, I probably would have lost some of that motivation to keep it going every Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, and yet there's a lot of logistics that you have to arrange.
Some logistics,
dialing in places, but I appreciate how shortly after every session there's an Instagram post that has some photos highlighting.
Yeah, we've kind of figured out a formula. Mm-hmm. We have a Google Calendar, and we're booked out 2 months.
Wow.
1 to 2 months. Right now we're kind of at the end of, well, we got some in September, but we're booked out, and we've gotten to the point where people actually ask us to come to them. Mm-hmm. Not always, of course. We're always looking for places, but people want us to come to them because we highlight the location or the business, and we make them look good, to be quite honest. We make them look fun. But then we also have a pretty simple standard template that we use to say where we're going to be. So we make a post and we send an email once a week. We say, this is the spot. We use a photo, just the basics, location, time, date. And then after we've met, Brian and I have taken some photos, although Brian's been doing a better job at that lately. We just post what people have done. And people come up to us and tell us that they've been wanting to come for years. They love seeing the photos. So I feel like we have an extended drawing club without people who've actually come, but they want to come. And I think it's great. People kind of sometimes tell me this like with a guilty conscience, and I'm like, no, just come whenever you want. It doesn't matter. Like we'd love to have a card carrying membership, but we do not. You just show up. You could come next week and not come for 2 years, and you will not hurt our feelings. It's mm-hmm. just something we're offering to, well, selfishly for ourselves because we want to do it, but also just for people to have a space to get together.
And to share too, it's not like a hard start time. Well, people will be mm-hmm. there at 6:30, but mm-hmm. if you can't be there till 7:30,
yeah,
show we're up when you want. We're pretty chill.
Mm-hmm. Leave when you want.
Sometimes we'll play like a drawing game while everyone's around, like an Exquisite Corpse, which is like a 3-part drawing where people don't know what part of a body they're drawing, and then a big reveal, and
collaborative. Where you draw a section and then hand it off to somebody else, and then they draw without knowing what you've drawn.
Have you played this game before, Arthur?
Yeah, I have.
You know it?
Oh, yeah. I used to play at the Roaring Fork Conservancy. Nice. They used to have a little club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we had a drawing club there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
In Basalt, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had our...
When Kristen worked there.
When Kristen worked there. We had our birthday party, our 7th birthday party here at KD&K in the classroom, and we played a game on the chalkboard, which I think is still up.
Think so.
Copycat.
Yeah.
From pre-COVID. It's still up
there.
Well,
I think we redid it, but
okay.
Yeah.
There's a new one.
I wanted to ask, did you guys have any like unexpected struggles when it came to starting the club? Like when you guys went forward, was there anything that popped up that kind of blindsided you that you were like, oh, this, we didn't expect this to become a problem? Or, like, how did that come about?
I think we were pretty low-key and laid back about the whole idea. Mm-hmm. But when you start something, you just naturally have expectations.
Right.
Mm, and yeah. So I think, you know, if I've started something since then with someone else and mm-hmm. they're like, oh, nobody showed up, I'm like, it's not a problem. You just need consistency.
Right.
And people will eventually come. Because for the first, like, I don't know, couple months, maybe even the first year, we had less than 10 people showing up. I mean, yeah, for the first sure. many weeks, it was Raleigh, me, Brian, my husband, and Maria. And that was the core. And it didn't matter. It was just to be consistent and predictable. Mm-hmm. So that if someone did want to come, they could come.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nothing big or dramatic, but just kind of those expectations of, I hope people like us. I mm-hmm. hope they'll come.
Right, yeah.
There was a moment early on, I think in 2017, we had a drawing club in the spring. Maybe it was 2018, it was the spring. We were planning a drawing club outside at Stairway Park. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the weather changed really fast, and we decided to go to Pepino's and didn't do a great job promoting where we were changing it to. Didn't put a sign at the Stairway Park. That would have been the key move because Raleigh came to Stairway Park and met up with, I think, Larry Day, which is the first time we met each other.
It's actually pretty amazing because I went to Staircase Park. I had seen, actually, on the Instagram the change, but I thought, well, just in case anyone shows up there, I'm just going to go there.
Yeah.
And Larry Day wandered into my life, and I'm so grateful. And I didn't see him again for months, but now Larry Day is a consistent cartoonist with the Sopra Sun. We're really grateful for his talents, and he's a regular at Drawing Club.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to drop by Drawing Club and make it happen. But yeah, consistency, communication, those are good things to do. When you're
we've gotten a little better at it.
And so are there any like grand plans or visions? Is Drawing Club just gonna roll as is? Are you gonna have like a giant reunion?
I have all sorts
of
ideas.
Everyone together?
I have ideas, and I randomly text Brian at like midnight and he's like, cool, I'm going to bed or something. Yeah. So I mean, there are things.
New phone, who dis?
I want to do, Brian, this is, I haven't even told Brian this yet.
Oh, really?
I want to do, well, I've kind of told you. I want to do a series called Drawing Club Talks.
And is this a podcast? Is it like Katie and Kay show?
Oh, God, I didn't think about it that way. I was thinking of it like a, like a five, like kind of like how Wilderness Workshop does a short series of talks, you know, and they just do it in January. And I want it to be like Drawing Club people who just want to share something that they've been reading, researching, drawing. It could be anything. If they just did a big hike like Megan did, or, you know, just share, just to give people a platform to share something that they think is really interesting, and they don't have another place to tell the world about it. I just think that'd be fun. But aside from that, we are turning 10 in 2 years. So, yeah, we've kicked around a few ideas, but I think we need to celebrate it somehow, whether it's with a big event or an exhibit at the launch pad or art base or whatever, something to celebrate that we're 10 and we've like beat a pandemic and
I remember, was there some Zoom? At least one. There was at least one, like, let's try Drawing Club on Zoom, right?
Yeah, we played, what did we play? We played some form of Pictionary or something.
Codenames? Oh, did we play Pictionary? That makes sense.
We did it, or there was there was some digital drawing game that you could race each other or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, I know what you're talking
but
about.
But that all sucked. It's no fun being in person. Come on.
The
this
word.
Is why we want to have a club. We want to be with people. And there's too much, like, the word social has come to mean media in so much of our vocabulary that, like, we need to teach people how to be social again. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel is a really huge component of drawing club is we have lost our ability to say yes to things and hang out with people and do things on a whim and learn how to have a conversation again mm-hmm. with one another or mm-hmm. even how to look at someone's face when you're talking to them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Whoa, looking at me.
I'm always interested to see people who show up to drawing club who might not say more than two words, but mm-hmm. they keep showing up.
Yeah.
So it's like, even totally. Just being in the presence of people mm-hmm. and yeah. hearing other folks' conversations or seeing what they're going to do with their art, mm-hmm. I think is nourishing for people, whether or not they feel like they need to actively be in the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, there are so many ways to be social. Just mm-hmm. showing up is one of those ways.
Even for those who don't talk, like, or don't really, you know, aren't as, like, socially involved, but they're, you know, they're there, they're with other people. Art is such, like, throughout history, art has been a way that we express ourselves beyond language barriers, beyond all of that. And it's a way people can really, really connect on a deeper level emotionally through common interests. And that in itself is such a beautiful thing to build a community off of.
Well, we're human beings and we need that yep. connection.
Absolutely.
I think we realized that after COVID. We're like, oh, mm-hmm. we don't need to be alone anymore.
Yeah. And especially after being away from people so long, it's easy to forget those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And then once you have that shocker, like toilet paper, you know, you're like, this is a really great thing. And you don't think about it too much. And then when it's all gone, you're like, where's the toilet paper?
Yeah, how do we That's live right. without that?
Yeah, there's a book that I love that's called Where Good Ideas Come From, mm-hmm. and it's all about how through humankind history, the more connection points we have as people and communities, mm-hmm. the more good ideas we'll have from each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're inventing something, you're like in your laboratory and you're mm-hmm. working alone. And that does happen sometimes, but mm-hmm. More often than not, you're surrounded by people and you're chatting, you're having conversations, something will mm-hmm. come up you didn't expect and someone will have this idea that just mm-hmm. perfectly matches. Mm-hmm. And I not saying that drawing club comes with like, we don't invent things every week, but
oh yes, we do.
But it's that kind of, I don't know, camaraderie and connecting points that I find valuable. Because you never know who's going to show up, what kind of ideas they're going to bring that day, mm-hmm. what kind of drawings they're going to do, all that kind of stuff.
It brings things outside the box, to
outside
put it really
box.
Simply. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Getting out of our boxes.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask, how did you guys hope that you guys and your work would impact people on a personal level, like beyond alleviating loneliness, and why?
Personal level.
Go for it, Brian. You got this.
I mean, personally for me, it's just been a great way for me to get out of my shell a little bit.
Yeah.
Try to watch Lindsay and how she interacts with these people. Because Lindsay's never met a stranger. If you ever show up to drawing club and you're not familiar with anybody else, Lindsay will be the first one to come up to you and say, hey, my name's Lindsay. What's your name? What do you like to do?
Mm-hmm. It's because I have a fear of people feeling unwanted.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I've done a lot of traveling before I moved to this valley. And when I'm traveling by myself, I'm always thinking about how to connect with people
yeah.
on a real, like, one-on-one basis.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved here, I felt like there's room to grow and settle in. And this is one thing that just makes me feel like I can support other people with Lindsay's help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't do it alone. And meeting new people and seeing how they grow with the drawing club too. It's been a really beautiful thing to watch. Oh, look at you. You've got an exquisite corpse reveal.
Yes, we'll put it on the Instagram.
Nice, Raleigh.
The Katie and Kay exquisite corpse. So we are rapidly running out of time. I want to just throw out there, probably the Instagram, but if you can track down Brian Colley or Lindsay Jones and you're a business and you want to say hey, or not
sure.
even necessarily a business, we've gone to a lot of artist studios. My personal favorite, and it was an idea I proposed, was the Carbondale Circulator Bus. We did about six rounds.
Oh, God. That was hard for me. I get motion sickness, and I was like, nope. I'll be looking out the window.
Yeah. It was brilliant, though. Oh, my gosh. Yes, it was so memorable.
Love the concept. Love the concept.
Maybe we could the driver, like the downtowner or something, quickly.
He was confused, and then he accepted it.
These people are just going to hang out on the back of the bus.
As are most people with drawing club.
We went around town like six times at least, and then we went to Beer Works, I think.
Be out of the box. If you're not confusing people a little bit, like, what's the point?
So, RF Drawing Club on Instagram. What's the email address, if you know it off the top of your mind?
Also, RF, like Roaring Fork, rfdrawingclub@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy enough. Cool. And final thoughts, if you want to share out. Lindsay.
Oh, hang on. Let me look at my notebook. Hang on. I took notes before I came.
Oh, it was like during the show you took notes?
No, I took notes before I came. I was like, I need to be prepared if they ask me something I don't know.
Okay. We only have about 1 minute, just a heads up.
Okay. I don't have anything, but just come on out.
Yeah.
Come on in. The water's fun.
Yeah. Don't be shy. If you're shy, don't be shy. Just come. I mean, there's so many people that want to hang out and meet you and just...
You don't have to talk to anyone, but Lindsay will probably try to talk to you.
I will just say hi. I'm not going to accost you.
Yeah.
Every time.
And if you want to come out for a really good one, come out to James Searle Studio. We'll post directions and stuff, but they're opening up their spot for us, which is really special. We've never done that before. Cool. And James Searle's big drawer.
Yeah.
He likes really to draw. Cool guy too. We've interviewed him on the show before.
Yeah.
Great man to pick his brain. He's got some profound thoughts. Arthur, any final thoughts?
Thank you guys for being here. Like, it's really lovely hearing from you guys, and I didn't know about any of this until now, and now I'm probably going to be there every Thursday, so thank you.
Tuesday.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm missing my teas.
I mean, we switched it up sometimes. It's Tuesday.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Soper Sun. Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. On to Bird Talk and then Regional Roundup. Stay tuned. On to your research assistant.